Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Wow. I thought that would do it. That was a good direction from the Lord. I believe there's power in the house, in the atmosphere, and God's going to a certain direction. And I was just waiting. I couldn't wait for Bishop to call everybody to come to the front. And that would do it. Save me from... Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm glad to be here. I walked into this place today. I believe there's some good works that God already hath prepared in advance that I'm walking into. Bishop was just saying that, and that reminded me of that scripture. I believe that's in Ephesians chapter 2, 10. There is that good works that God already prepared that he is going to accomplish. And we just walk into it. You happen to be here, you don't have a clue what's going on, what's going to happen. I don't. But I do believe there are things that is foreordained. God already saw coming. And God put this all things, the pieces together. And we just walk into it. Amen. So, walking into this kind of atmosphere, I just feel like I just need to get into that same direction. And just like you all, you walked into this place. Something already have been accomplished. You just obeyed the Spirit, submitted yourself to the Lord, to his leading, and God's doing the work, or he did the work already. Praise God. Is that the verse? For we are his workmanship. That's the word. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good work. For the good works. Being a workmanship, we're the masterpiece, we're the work of art. Although I'm not a finished project, Bishop, I believe, he has not arrived to the end of what God has planned and working in his life. None of us here have arrived to the end of the task that God has called us to do. But there, being a handiwork, being a masterpiece, being a work of art, we have different operations, different gifts, different talents and different abilities that God put in the body, God put in the church. So we have different functions, and we come together with blending all these talents and abilities and the giftings and all the graces of God and that God put in the body that we all are fit together. And so every single one of us, I do believe, we just walk into the place, the work. Sometimes we walk into another man's labor, another man's work. I don't minister here. I don't work here in this assembly, in this church. I'm somewhere else. We're just traveling, right? Walking into somebody else or another man's labor. But it doesn't matter who sows, who reaps. The most important thing is the one who gives the increase. Somebody might have sown in the beginning. I might be reaping in the end. But God, in the end, gets the glory for all that we receive. Whatever God's trying to accomplish through the sower and through the reaper, amen, he gets the glory for all the increase the blessings, the miracle, whatever it is that God did already. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just taking privilege, honor, and pleasure to be a part of what God is working. And the good works that I mentioned, that He already did prepared even before I walked in. Just glad to be a part of it. Amen. I am a workmanship of God. It's not just me, not just the preacher, nor the teacher, nor the pastor. I believe every single one of us born into Christ, created in Christ, we are His workmanship. So that being said, it's not just me who have God prepared the good works in advance that I walk into, all of us being born again into the kingdom of God with God's Spirit in us. We all are His workmanship. We all are His handiwork, the work of art, the masterpiece. I believe it's just a matter of us being ready and being excited and being honored and privileged to expect that God already had prepared something for us. The musicians walked into the platform not knowing what God already has prepared. The singers walked into the platform and started singing, not knowing what God's trying to accomplish, the good works that's already laid out in the beginning, even before they walked up there. Because we are His workmanship. It's not my work, it's not your work, it's not what you do, it's what God is doing through us. Amen. We all do our own thing individually. Like there's a sower, there's a reaper. Amen. But we're all laborers together with God. I feel like, can we go into that scripture real quick? Ephesians 2:8. I think there's a foundation that we need to build from there. Ephesians 2. Let's start with verse 8. We have hallelujah. Or let's just pray. Oh God, alamahakatara lahata. Lord, I'm just walking into a situation to experience and to witness what you already have prepared before us, God. Everyone's here today, oh Lord. We do not know what's going to take place, but God, you already knew. This situation, this moment, this gathering had already been foreordained even before we walked in here. Lord, we're just so privileged enough to experience and to walk into it and receive what you all want me and want us to receive. We pray, Lord, that you continue to do the good works through us, among us. And you receive all the glory, Lord, and all the honor. And everybody said, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Some of you probably wonder, how did we get there? We're talking about the masterpiece. We're talking about the handiwork, the workmanship. We're talking about what God already has prepared, that He is doing right now. We're walking into it. We're experiencing it. We already have received it. Amen. But how it all started is knowing who we are, what position we are in the body of Christ. Why do we have that honor and privilege and the pleasure to be used of God to do the good works? It all started because God saved you and me, we are all sinners saved by grace. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I don't know where I am right now. I don't know where I would be right now if not by the grace of God. Probably would have been same with my friends, 6 feet under the ground already. But because of the grace of God, amen, the grace of God that I received, the salvation that I received, I'm here today standing in front of you as a testimony of the grace of God. We're all saved by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Not because we're good, I'm good, you're good. Not because you have a better status quo, or you have a better job, or you have a better culture, or you have a better stature in life. No, it's not because of ourselves. Lest it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Right? So it is the faith that we have right now, believing what God is doing, and we're receiving it, though we do not see it, but because of faith. That's the same factor, the same element that made us receive the grace of God, the salvation, that what put us here in this place, in the body of Christ, is because of faith. This is the vehicle that makes us receive what God has to offer. As much as how beautiful and magnificent and powerful the grace of God is, but we don't get it unless we have faith. It is our faith that reaches out and connects us with God and receive what God had to offer by faith. As much as so important and essential what God brings to us, if we do not have faith, they're good for nothing. As much as how God wants you to read His Word, if you don't have faith in His Word, the Word of God never diminish. The Word of God is still all powerful. But it comes to no effect in our situation if we do not have faith. Because it is our faith that connects us with God and with what God is doing. And so we receive the grace of God, salvation for us, for our souls, because of faith. Not of ourselves, not of our works, so that no man should boast. I believe 1 Corinthians where it says, so that there's no flesh that would glory in His presence. So that no one would say, because I'm good, because I got it all figured out, because I studied it and I really looked into it for a long time and I got it figured out, because I'm good. No. We cannot boast on that. You know what we deserve? It doesn't matter what we are, where we came from, how much money we have in the bank, how much education we have achieved. We do not deserve heaven. All of us deserve hell. That's all we deserve. So when God gave us the grace and we received it through faith, it's something that we don't deserve and still get it anyway. Not that we're good. The same thing with the mercy of God. The mercy of God is not receiving what we're supposed to receive. Not receiving what we deserve. We deserve hell, but we don't go to hell because of the mercy of God. He spared us. Contrary to grace, on the other hand, we receive what we do not deserve. And so we are here today, undeserving of the mercy and the grace and the salvation and the Holy Spirit and the blessings of God, the presence of the Lord in this place, the fellowship with the King of Kings. We don't deserve that. But because of His grace, His love, and His mercy, we are here today. And putting us in that position right now, being saved, being born again, created in Christ Jesus, we became His workmanship. I became a piece of art, a work of art. You became a masterpiece, a project in the making, something that God has beautiful plans ahead because of the new nature that we have in us. We are in that position to where we are different from other people out there in the world who have not received the grace of God in their lives, who have not received the mercy and the glorious salvation of God's grace. We have that privilege. It is our pleasure to walk into whatever God is doing, to reach out and to manifest and to declare the good things that He's doing in people's lives through His handiworks, through His masterpiece, through His work of art. He could just reach out directly to people and talk to people. But we are here today. The reason why, after we're saved by grace, we're not in heaven yet, because God has plans to use you and me. Everyone, we being His masterpiece, we being His workmanship. The good thing about it is, every single one of us here, being a masterpiece in the workmanship of God, God already prepared things, the good works, that He before ordained. And we just walk into it. How many times we worry too much, and before we get out of the house, we face in front of the mirror and say, how do I look like? Do I look good when I go here and there, when I go to meeting, when I meet people? How do I look good? Do I look good enough? Why not, instead of asking that question, knowing that you are a handiwork, a masterpiece, a workmanship of God, think about how God is going to display His character, how God is going to display His and manifest His grace and the fruit of the Spirit and all these things in the nature of God, the love, the goodness, meekness and temperance and long-suffering, all this in the fruit of the Spirit that God is going to display through you. Instead of asking question, do I look good enough? How about asking that question, being a masterpiece of God, a handiwork, a workmanship of God? Ask the question, how is God going to display His nature through me? How is God going to accomplish His work through me today? How is God going to display and manifest the fruit of the Spirit, His Spirit, through this vessel today? Instead of walking up there, how do I look good if I stand up there and sing? How would I sound in front of the congregation? How are when I play the keyboard and I sing? How do I look like? How do I sound like? I hope it's better enough that I please somebody, that I get the attention of somebody. Why not, instead of thinking about how we look like as a person, Ask yourself a question, what God is going to accomplish through me? What is the good works that He already hath prepared in advance? Even before I walked into the platform, God already had planned and orchestrated things and ordained the things. Hallelujah! He's going to accomplish something in the lives of people today. Because I'm walking into that position as a masterpiece, as a handiwork, as a workmanship of God. Hallelujah. Bishop knew his position very well when, after we sang that song, he just walked in front of us here and just obeyed the leading of the Spirit, what God is doing and what God is working. And just we just happened to obey in that leading. And next thing is, we all received, we see, after we walked into that place. Let's pray for a moment. God is talking to some. I feel God is trying to accomplish something in a person's life right now. God, I don't know what you already have prepared even before we got here. But Lord, you know the need. God, you know the situation. God, you know, Lord, what is it that is better accomplished in our lives today. Thank you, Jesus, God, for the privilege of walking into this place, oh God, to where you have ordained already. Hallelujah. 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 Halamahi yorobahakata. Before we left to the Philippines, I think that was 2 years ago, we decided that we go to that direction that we've been feeling what God planned for us to go back to the Philippines. So thinking about that is not easy because there are things that's already been settled here in the States. My job as a realtor, the ministry I have in Kent, my wife has been in her job, the first and last job here in the state for 16 years. We're going to have to leave all that and just obey and follow what we believe God already had prepared for us. God already had orchestrated those things. We just need to have faith in Him to walk into it. Took a lot of courage, a leap of faith, the fear of the unknown. We didn't have a clue what's going to happen, what's going to take place. But early this year, we fully transitioned to where we flew to the Philippines. And I'm a strong believer of that. God paves the way where He wants us to walk. If we're walking in God's will, if we're walking in God's will, if we're praying every day, Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not our will, but His will. And then expect God will lead us to accomplish His will through us. So we left kind of excited and scared. But as soon as we got there, or I got there first, my wife followed after a few months. I preached at the general superintendent's church. After I preached, he sat down with me and spoke with me personally and said, it's a common knowledge we go to the Philippines. We went to the Philippines to travel as minister at large. So we transitioned from being a congregational elder in Kent to becoming a minister at large, traveling in Philippines in Asia. So I didn't have a clue of what's going to take place, what's going to happen. I'm just believing God already had prepared things. So when I sat down with the superintendent, when he was laying down the plans of the organization of the Philippines, he said, we are creating a new department. This is the department to where, not local, we will call it Philippine Global Missions. I was like, wow. And that I already told him what's our plan, what we felt the direction from God. We will be based in the Philippines, but then we will be traveling. But then he started talking to me about, you came in a perfect timing because we would approve this in the General Conference come February of next year. It's already in place, but we need somebody perfectly like your situation. I guess when he told me the situation, my advantage for that position or to do something in what they're trying to create a new department for Philippine Global Missions, it's because the Philippines is situated to where there's so many Filipino licensed ministers from the Philippines. They're not UPCI. They're from the Philippines, licensed from the Philippines, and they're spread out across the globe. But they don't have a department that would cater for that. They don't have a department that would facilitate or help in that direction or in that capacity. And he said, you have a U.S. visa. You're a citizen, right? Yes, sir. Perfect. We don't have that. We don't have that capability to go in many countries with no visa required. And even if we do, they will only give us 1 week or 2 weeks, that's it. But with your visa, with your passport, automatic, you have 90 days. It's a good time that you can help in the work wherever it is, wherever you go in the ministry. He said, really? And in my mind was like, I didn't know all of this. I've been back and forth in the Philippines, and I didn't know they're setting up on something or creating a new department or ministry that's so fit to what we felt doing. Then I preached to another pastor, the general secretary, and he was the author of the resolution. He passed a resolution to create that Philippine Global Missions Ministry. And he told me the same thing. You came in perfect timing. And then we went to Singapore. My wife arrived and we went to Singapore. In Singapore, we sat down with the pastor there, the local pastor, Pastor Doji, Bishop's friend too. And he laid out his plans, many plans, about going to Malaysia, Japan, Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, and all of this, they have connections. And he said, we need somebody that would go for us because we cannot go. We're so tied up in our ministry here in Singapore. Can you help us? I'm like, sure. Then in the Philippines, we are tossed to different directions all over the Philippines. We're traveling everywhere. It's a little exhausting, but we're enjoying it to the fact that we know we're just walking into the place of the good works that God already has prepared even before we arrived. Sometimes we react like this. I'm tired. I don't think we can travel anymore. But hey, this is God's will. This is what we're here for. We went to Brunei and we started prayer walking and prayer driving, and because there's not a single apostolic in the country. It's a strictly Islam country. You cannot pray in public. You cannot witness to somebody in public about Jesus Christ. And so we felt the need that there has to be a breakthrough in this country, because the neighboring countries have apostolics and UPCs, churches. One is God Believers. So we went there. My wife and I walked around and praying. We went to the palace and we prayed. We went to different, and drove around and we prayed. We went to the water village and we prayed for it. We left. And we talked to the team that we had in Malaysia. Said, oh, we talked to Singapore, to the pastor, our friend there, and said, come for a visit. We did the initial thing. We prayed and would you come and do the same thing? They did. They came. When we left, this team that we had in Malaysia, talking about walking into another man's labor, foundation that was laid, the seeds that's already been sown, they walked into the place and started reaping left and right. Witness to the pastor, baptized the pastor, and baptized the whole congregation. And that pastor witnessed to another congregation friend, baptized the pastor, and baptized the whole congregation, and then witnessed to another congregation, baptized the pastor, baptized the whole congregation. There's one other lady who came and found out that there's a UPC or apostolic groups already in place, and she attended and brought her friends, and they were baptized too. In just a matter of what, a couple months or so, 4 congregations in place. Amen. Is it because we went there and prayed? No. We just walked into the place, into the situation to where God already has prepared the good works. The good works. And we just walk into it. Talking about your situation right now. I mean, even thinking about why my wife and I are here today. But I believe this is ordained. God has a plan. We are just His tool, a work of art. Just obeying what we feel where God is leading us to. Why don't we all stand together, and I'll give the microphone back to Elder Johnson. Why don't we pray for a minute? I don't know about your situation. I don't know what you need right now. I do not know. I don't have a clue. But I believe one thing. God already has prepared good works. Good works. The manifestation of what He wants to accomplish in you, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Yield yourself right now. Let the Holy Ghost begin to talk to you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. While you're praying, I'm going to read a scripture to you. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Verse 10 says, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. He's wanting to show individuals in the room today the things that He has in store for you. Why He's brought you to this place. The things that He's allowed you to go through. Why this time? Why this place? but it's not going to be perceived by your human understanding. It's only going to be by the Spirit of God. Would you yield yourself a vessel to His Spirit right now? Would you let Him reveal those things to you that He has prepared for you? Let Him give you a glimpse in the name of Jesus. Not by my strength, Father. Not by my wisdom. Not by my understanding. This altar is available to you today. Yield yourself a vessel. Yield yourself a vessel. Let Him show you. Let Him reveal things to you today. Things not perceived in my humanity. Things not perceived by my own understanding. Show me, Father. Yea, the deep things of God. Yea, the deep things of the Spirit. Reveal them to me today, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These things that You've prepared, these things You sent a messenger to us today to remind us, You've prepared them for us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't try to figure it out in yourself. Don't try to use the wisdom of men to figure it out. Yield yourself to the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Ilararane sotororobakiataya. Ilararane alarabosotororobakiane. Ilararabasatororobokiataya rarabahaye. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we wait upon You today, Father. We wait upon You today, yielded vessels. You who knows the beginning from the end. We wait upon You who has the pen in His hand. We wait upon You who's still writing. The story isn't over. You're not finished yet. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, You're still preparing, Father. You're still preparing, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Our great God.
What I'm going to ask right now, if you're physically able, I want you to come to the front. Little Locks, I want to come here for a sec. You're going to have to pack in tight. Come on up here. Come up here. As you're gathering, and I look across this group of people, and I see many different generations represented here. I see many different lives represented here. Histories, past, presents, futures. What we have heard today is the word of the Lord that's come forth from this vessel. His testimony is that he yielded himself to the Holy Ghost, stepped into a dimension of the unknown, only to find out that God was, while he was yielding, God was preparing ahead of him what it was that he was supposed to be doing.
How old are you?
61 years old. You're not supposed to be doing this stuff at 61. You're supposed to do this at 21 and 31. No. I'm here. This is what I began to feel in the Holy Ghost a few minutes ago. It's not about how old I am or how young I am. When God says the season's changing, I've got something else prepared for you. My responsibility is to say yes. No matter the turn, no matter the direction. Well, that's not what I had planned for my life. It doesn't matter. He said, I've been over here preparing. See, only the Spirit knows the deep things of God. Anybody here want to yield to that? I wonder, all across this place, I see seasons, all different seasons of time represented here. Don't count yourself out today. Let the Spirit of God speak to you. Let him show you. What's next, God? If you feel like you're stuck in a rut spiritually, you ought to ask him, what's next, God? What's the next step for me? What's the next direction for me? What are you preparing for me? If you're in a place of the unknown right now and you're not sure what's next and you're feeling unsettled in your life, let him show you today his direction, his path, his leading for you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we yield ourselves wholly. We yield ourselves wholly, Father, from the youngest to the eldest in the room. None of us exempt. Oh, your ways are higher than ours, Father. Your thoughts are above our thoughts. We yield all of ourselves to you right now, to your direction, to your leading. You show us what's next. We'll abandon our plan. We'll abandon, Father, our lives and follow what you say's next. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let him show you right now what he's preparing you for. Oh, he's got preparations going on ahead of you, but let him show you what he's preparing you for. It might start making more sense, all the things that you're going through. If you can understand, allow him to show you he's preparing you for something. Only he knows what lies ahead. Only he knows what's around the next turn. Oh, we're yielded to you, Jesus. We're yielded to you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, come on, let him give you faith right now. Let him impart faith in the room to step out. Faith to step out and follow him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I say yes, Jesus. I say yes, Jesus. Strive for the will and purpose of God in my life every day, in the sense I strive to pursue it, but I don't strive for it in the sense of strive. You see the difference? I enter into it. I enter into agreement with him pursuing you, Father, your plan, your preparation, whatever it is, I'm entering into it. There's a difference. I become frustrated in the striving. What am I supposed to be doing? Where am I supposed to be at? What am I supposed to be involved in? He will reveal in time to us what our part is, what our place is. And then we just participate. We participate with him. That's it. It's as easy as that. Jesus, we thank you today for the faith that's in this room today, for the authority of your word that has gone forth. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let the gift of faith that has been released into this room today, Father, let it stay with us in the name of Jesus, and let us operate in. Let us operate, Father, in the giftings and the callings of God with boldness and with authority in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Many of you know, some of you might not know, but we have a communication tool that we're using, WhatsApp.